Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 29th of September. The US presidential debate takes place tonight. Markets do not care about the debate itself. There is very unlikely to be anything of substance. Televised debates are not really the place to announce bold new policy initiatives, and political point scoring doesn't matter to the economy. European and Asian investors can therefore sleep through the whole thing quite comfortably. What matters is the spin, the reaction afterwards. Perceptions of performance and whether candidates were able to change the views of floating voters does make a difference. The polarised tribal politics of the United States means that committed supporters of the two candidates are not going to change their views. It does seem as if the number of undecided voters is a lot lower than it was 4 years ago. But with several states within the margin of error for opinion polls, even a small number of undecided voters matters to the outcome of the election. And of course, the outcome of the election is something that markets care about. US economic data offers some limited insight into overall economic performance. There is the trade balance. This is, of course, very vulnerable to the swings in consumer spending throughout the pandemic. However, the evidence is, broadly, that President Trump's policy of taxing US companies and consumers of imported goods has not, in fact, changed demand patterns very much, though in a limited number of cases, it has shifted supply chains. This is in part because the taxes were generally absorbed by reduced profit margins for American companies, and so consumers had little reason to change their patterns of demand as price increases were limited. We also get inventory data, which is of interest in determining the strength of the third quarter bounce back. In Europe as well as the United States, the initial rush to spend as lockdowns lifted seem to have been met by running down inventory levels, as supply chains were not ready for the surge in demand. As supply chains got their act together in the third quarter, production should increase to meet the ongoing demand and to replenish the inventory levels. Media reports are starting to chatter about Japan as a role model for the rest of the world. This is not a very useful comparison. Simply because Japan's lost decades were marked by low growth and rising debt does not mean that the model is being repeated. Critically, Japan's problem was a failure of innovation and business creation. Zombie companies sucked up the available bank finance and labour, and entrepreneurs were unable to set up dynamic businesses that might have turned things around. This is completely different to what we have now in the US, UK, and most of Europe. Business creation is positively booming, and which strongly hints at an innovative and dynamic strain in these economies that was being repressed in the Japan of the 1990s. Japanese consumer price inflation for the Tokyo area was unexciting, basically unchanged. Germany and Spain offer consumer prices today too. As a general rule, consumer price inflation is being reported lower than reality at the moment. Consumption patterns have shifted, and the statistics have not caught up with those shifts, at least not as yet. We're now spending more money on things that are rising faster in price. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.